మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విభూదముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. సీకింగ్ ద బెనడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ జగన్మాత శారద పరమేశ్వరి, దట్ రిపాసిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ అండ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాజ్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్డ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ to mark the third day of the celestial journey to commemorate the centenary celebrations of Bharatratna Dr. M.S. Subbalakshmi. On the inaugural day, we showcase in the same Vyasapitha the life and times of Subbalakshmi and the 88 glorious years of her sojourn through this universe. Yesterday we celebrated womanhood. Today the celebrations go back to the regular normal program of the Sabha, part of its annual calendar of conferring the Sri Shanmukananda Bharatratna M.S. Subbalakshmi Sangeeta Pracharya Award. Time has indeed flown. It is difficult to believe that 14 years, a Rama Vanavasa period, has gone through since we instituted the award in the name of this Mahavidushi in the year 2002, coinciding with the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Sabha. Countless number of music teachers of repute from this city and even beyond have adored this award with their acceptance. By a conscious decision of the management of this Sabha, with the suggestion given by Dr. Subbalakshmi, this award was confined to the music teachers of Mumbai in the early years. And then when it gained in strength, luster and shine, it became pan-Indian and moved over to teachers all over the country. Singularly, this is the only award for which Subbalakshmi had lent her name during her living times. She had given everything that she possessed to the world, but never gave her name for any program or activity. This is the only one for which she consented, saying that this name of mine, you attach it and give it to teachers, because I have never been a teacher. So I said there is an irony over here that you were never a teacher, but an award for teachers is given in your name. And to that I gave the answer to her: you are the Manasika Guru to countless number of people who have drawn inspiration from you merely from that melody of that vocal cord, that they have been inspired to even join the mainstream of music and then go beyond. This is the journey that we had undertaken, and today we have come to the 15th awards function, and this is the centenary year of Subbalakshmi. And who other than Bhikkhu Vinayakaram to accept the award in the name of that great Vidushi and decorate this award further. From times immemorial, it was kings and courts of wisdom which have promoted art, culture and fine arts. With the demise of royalty, it came onto the shoulders of temples and devasoms in view of the divinity and the sublimity of this art form to encourage, foster and promote culture and its perpetuation all through. With the democracy gaining currency, the need for an institutional framework arose. That is why Sabhas sprang up all over the country to carry on the legacy of promoting, perpetuating this great art form of this country. The greatest virasat of this country is not the GDP growth rate of 7.5%, 7.9%, which adds to the accretion of material wealth of this country, or even those minerals which are found underneath the soil of this country that add to the wealth of this country, be it gold, diamond, or even charcoal. The greatest virasat of this land is the culture of this blessed land of ours. Culture, my dear friends, is derived from the Latin word color, which means to cultivate and to adore. Culture, therefore, is the cultivation of mind for love of ideals. Culture is the manifestation of the creative conscious in a person. For if there is no conscious, there is no culture. This is the greatness of the legacy that we have inherited over millenniums of this nation that has been transferred down from generation to generation. Sarvapalli Radhakrishnan, the philosopher president of India, describing about great persons, once said, "People who stamp infinity on the thought and process of a nation and add to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours." The definition for greatness is to add to the reservoir of goodness of this nation. Into the galaxy of persons, saints, servants, seers, statesmen, politicians of great standing, who had come onto this part of the earth at different points of time in history and contributed to this reservoir of goodness, as Dr. Radhakrishnan said, came the Mahavidushi, Dr. Sivalakshmi. She added to the glitter and the shine of the culture of this land during her sojourn over these 88 years. And that legacy from her was inherited from 1962 by this Mahavidwan, who now joins the team of people to add to the goodness of this blessed land of ours. So this is the chain that is going on. My dear friends, Hinduism is far, far beyond being a religion. They say it's a way of life. It is Sanatana Dharma. It is codification of human conduct. But I can tell you with great certainty that there is no other religion anywhere in the world where every aspect of human endeavor is codified. There is nothing of human activity that has not been described in the scriptures of this great land of ours. From the time a child is conceived in the womb of the mother to that eternal final journey that you take as you terminate your life, and anteyeshti is what you take on, there are 40 samskaras that a person is expected to perform during his life journey. These samskaras are completely codified, both for their essence, for the purpose, the need, the form and the manner in which they can be done. You will all be surprised to know that even simple things in life, like who should be praised, who should not be praised, how to praise a person, when to praise a person, is also codified in the scriptures. Praise is a form of honor. We are doing honor today, therefore I am talking to you about praise. Pratyakshe kuravaha, parokshe mitra bandhavaha, karyastu dasapritishche, nasvaputrak kadachana. These were the famous words of the Mahaswami of Kanchi, whenever you used to tell people whom to honor, whom not to honor. Pratyakshe kuravaha, whenever you see the Lord, whenever you see the Guru, praise them in their face, whatever you say, the photos, or the Guru in Pratyaksha as you see him. When it comes to your family, your friends and relatives, do praise them as you are talking. Do not praise them like you praise the Lord. When it comes to the servants, praise them only after the work is accomplished. Just as a horse is patted only after the race is run. You don't pat it at the beginning, you only pull that this thing out to make it run. But you pat the horse after the race is run. As far as your own children are concerned, never praise Shri the Shastras. Is it possible in a world of ours, where our children are so personal to us, that we do not praise them? And there comes the explanation, which is the beauty of this land of ours. He says, whenever they achieve something, shift the goalpost. Take it to a higher ladder for them. Go on telling them to climb further and further and further. Then the world will rejoice at them. You don't have to praise them. And the ultimate purpose is praise of the world and not your praise. And when the world praises, you have praised them. Now this is the greatness of this culture of ours that has codified every aspect of human endeavor. And that is why we find that whatever we do, whether it is in relation to the religious practices or even in relation to art, form and culture, there is a science behind it, there is an art behind it, and that there is a manner and the form in which it is being done. When this award was being instituted, it was essentially for teachers who had not taken to the stage for a concert which was found to be lucrative. And therefore we thought there is need for a compense for those people who create the artists on the stage. But there were some people who combined both together, who were artists in their own right and who themselves were good teachers. Into that category comes Viku Vinayakaram. Thethakudi Vinayakaram was born on 11th of August 1942. In fact, this is the year, the Amrita Mahotsav year of Vinayakaram, that is ended his journey through life to the 75th year. And the Amrita Mahotsav was not celebrated in Chennai. Just a month before, it was celebrated here itself. Just as Subbalakshmi is worshipped, revered, year first, and then the world takes note of it. Our disciples also have the same legacy. His 75 years also started just a month before when they do that. respond to Kalaimamani, T.R. Harihar Sharma, himself a great teacher and a superlative teacher he was, and a great Vidwan. He founded the Jai Ganesh Tala Vidyalaya in the year 1958. And today he is the principal of that college. For 58 long years, countless number of people have passed out of the portals of this institution who themselves are percussionists of standing. And the test of a teacher is to generate disciples better than themselves. And the product that comes out of that institution of founded by his father are people no less than these people who are today administering that institution. In that legacy, today when we are honoring him, we are of course honoring him for the greatness which he shows on the stage. But much beyond that is this teaching of perpetuating the art to countless number of people who get inspired. That's what we are honoring more today. And when a person like him is being honored, I go back to find out how this has gone through. Last year, when we had the 14th celebration, the award which was being given, we had Chemananjeri Kunniraman Nair, who came from Kollam. Centenary of Amma has commenced, and a live centenarian was being honored. And when a live centenarian was being honored, I think the audience were shocked when he started giving you the Navarasas through the Chinamudra that he had. We were worried whether we'll be able to send him back safely. The man started performing over here. So each one of the teachers who has received this award or excelled in his own profession. We had honored almost all the accompanying artists of Subbalakshmi during the commencement festival, be it K.V. Prasad, R.K. Sri Ram Kumar, or the legendary Dr. T.K. Murthy. It was only Bhikkhu Vinayakaram who could not come for the honor because he was packed for his programs. But then he's fortunate that he receives an award at a time which is very special, which is the centenary year of Subbalakshmi. The body when stretched, the sound when stretched is music. The body when stretched is dance. Mind when stretched is meditation. Life when stretched is celebration. For 75 long years, this man has stretched himself to reach this pinnacle of glory that you and I are witnessing for him. No one goes to levels of eminence by walking through the corridor of power. You strain yourself at every point of time. It's not easy to climb that ladder which is isolated for you at the top. So these 75 years of the selfless service that he had done, and anyone who sits before him in a concert, he will easily transport them to a world of ecstasy and charm. The percussion pervades the persona, which dissolves himself into the ocean of seamless beauty. The kaleidoscope of sound that originates from the man's that instrument that he has, the soul understands, but can never tell you what it is in writing. But the metamorphosis in you, the mesmerization that comes in you when he gets into play, is to be seen to be believed. And this is not an easy art. I always used to wonder, then a period under 32 to 1. Then I started realizing how difficult the entire thing is. You need nimble fingers. You need very strong muscles of the stomach, the abdomen portion. Then only at the top portion of it, the open mouth of it, can resonate and generate sound. It is not tapping on either side. And to synchronize it and bring it to beauty, to be in line, I want to tell you the greatness of Vinayakaram is that when he started his career, he started at the young age of 13. And the dexterity with which he was performing quickly elevated him to be in the company of the maestros of that time. All the big fellows started taking him because they found that it's interesting to have a percussion of this type adorning the stage. This is one of those instruments in this country. The instrument followed the master. The instrument became an integral part of the Carnatic platform only because of Vinayakaram. Ghatam was never part of the total composite people who accompany the vocalist, but it was Vinayakaram who took it to that level. Therefore, if you are honoring him today, we are honoring him for the tradition that he has set of making the instrument come and follow and come to a position of standing because of the effort that he had put in for himself. And we are extremely delighted that in such an year of this, that he has been blessed to receive this award. Vinayak Ram in the 50s, in the late 60s, used to accompany GNB and Shemagudi Srinivas Iyer. It was always a desire that he should accompany our Amma, but did not know how to go about to ask her to accompany. One day when he was accompanying Shemagudi Srinivas Iyer, Amma had come along with her husband to witness that concert. She was able to see the way this man was playing on this pot. It was the magic of the pot that mesmerized her. But she herself did not know how to call him. But it was provident that the next day, Vinayak Ram and his father went to Kalki Gardens to pay tribute to Amma. And then Mama said, invited him that you join our company. From 1962 onwards, Vinayak Ram was part of Subbalakshmi. That famous tour of 1966 to United States, coast to coast, east to coast, to the west coast, to the United Nations, Vinayak Ram was part of that journey. Most of the memorable moments of life that Vinayak Ram had in the company of Subbalakshmi all came during that time. And Vinayak Ram, as himself said at countless times, including in our Shanmukha, he has written to say that experience he had on that appointed date of the 23rd of October 1966, when Subbalakshmi was to perform in the UN, she suffered a very sore throat, extremely difficult and at temperature also, virtually impossible to do the concert, but the invitation had gone from UN to everyone, and Government of India did not have the courage to cancel it, but it was fully aware of the fact that she could not perform also. Nothing else she could do except to go into contemplative meditation. And she prayed to her Guru, the Mahaswami of Kanchi, that she get that energy to come back and perform. They had summoned for the prasadam from the mutt to come to them. And as Vinayak Ram says, because I was not a witness to that, that 3:30 was the concert. And at 3 o'clock, the prasadam did arrive. It arrived in New York and came to them. And he describes saying that she took a bit of the kumkum that had come from the Mahaswami, put it into her mouth, and he saw the magic. He saw the miracle that in 10 minutes time, the throat opened up. And by 3:20, Amma was up and going. She said, Namalam poidla stage. So people who had decided not to perform, in 10 minutes he is a witness to that miracle that happened. And then from 3:30, it was a shower of music, torrential rain of krutis that mesmerized the Western audience to no end. That concert that we had in 1979, that famous concert which has been coming every day, first day it came, second day it came, the third day it's coming today again, is the Swami Chinmayananda Silver Jubilee concert of the Chinmaya Mission. Bhikkhu Vinayak Ram was also part of that concert. If we had been amazed that without any mic system, without any generated power, Amma could sing for 3.5 hours, the magic of the pot also worked for 3.5 hours. Because none of us realize, we only spoke about Amma singing. All others also did their work, which is not audible to anyone. And there he bears out the greatness, the beauty of the lady all came out that day. That bhava, that bhakti that oozed out of her and still performed when the entire audience were seated to listen to her. He says that gave inspiration to all of them. And they also performed as if it's like a regular concert. They never even realize that light and power is not there. So that is the power to which this artist of today who is being honored has come to. We are beholden to Dr. V.R. Gaurishankar, the honorary administrator of the Sringeri Sharda Peetham, who has come all the way from Bangalore to be with us today to preside over this function. Sharda Peetham is one of the foremost monasteries in this country, which preserves, protects and perpetuates this Sanatana Dharma of ours. Succeeding generations of acharyas of this Peetham have blessed this country, traversing the length and breadth of this country and spreading the gospel of truth and the greatness of human birth that Adi Shankara described yesterday, as I told you, Jantunam Narajanmam Durlabham. Goddess Sharata is the presiding deity of this monastery. She is Kalevani. She is Maa Saraswati, she is the embodiment of all that flows out of culture. Who better than the administrator of a mutt? A person who carries the blessings of the Sannidhanams, the presiding Jagadgurus of the Peetam, and of Maa Sharade, who has showered her blessings on all those people who are engaged in the cause of this nation to come all the way, participate in this function, preside over it, and confer the award on Bhikkhu Vinayakaram. We are beholden to him for this fine gesture of his to come here to do this. May the Jagannamata Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of them. May they live a long life, true to the words of Atharva Veda, as I said yesterday, day before yesterday. Let them live a life of 100 years with all those adjectives that I had given from the Atharva Veda. May the good God also shed his grace on all of us, so that we too can draw a leaf from the lives of nobility of their great Amma and make our lives sublime. Thank you.